The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented. Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. So glad that you have joined me. Who celebrates the news that Uncle Sam's cancer is terminal? That headline can be read in two different ways. Who would celebrate this news that Uncle Sam has a cancer that has now become terminal? Or you could read it as the WHO, which is the World Health Organization, is celebrating the news that their globalist slash liberalism has caused a cancer to grow in America that has caused America to be terminal. Either way, I could say this. Congratulations to those who hate America. Congratulations. Its condition is clearly terminal now. I don't think people are in doubt. I've been telling people this for quite a while, but I think people doubted it. I don't think people will doubt it as much anymore. Sadly, we have figured out the cause of this terminal condition. It was actually poison called liberalism. And globalists continue to celebrate the news. And they are celebrating it around the world by drinking the wine called Death to America. So cheers to them. Congratulations. They have gotten what they wanted. I don't know if Democrats fully understand that they have gotten what they wanted. Or liberals should know that they have gotten what they wanted. They might not fully, but they're starting to grasp that they can destroy America, and there's not much that's going to be able to stop it because the rule of law is gone in America. The indictment of Donald Trump has proven that, but more than that, you've had a young man convicted now for memes against Hillary Clinton in the 2016 election, and he has not been given a sentence, but faces 10 years in prison. And you need to understand what this means. They are criminalizing and trying to intimidate. Don't let them stop you. But they are trying to intimidate you into not standing up to the Democrat Party and pointing out their ways or making fun of them. It's illegal to do a meme and mock the left, apparently. And therefore, they want you intimidated, but again, that was New York. Both of these incidences where America has died is in New York. I did a show a long time ago when New York became a slave state. I think it was called something like that. New York is a slave state now. And that was when they were shutting everything down and they had locked everybody down in COVID-19 and they were doing the passports. And I was saying, it's a slave state. You have to obey the Democrat Party. There are no constitutional rights in New York, and I consider it a slave state. You are a slave to the New York government and really just the Democrat Party in New York. And if you don't obey, they will come after you. New York is not a free state. And I meant that then, and I mean it now. But something has changed. The slaves in New York who have to obey the government aren't angry with the government for being enslaved, that they have to wear masks when they go to the coffee shop. They thank the government for being enslaved. Oh, thank you for telling me every move that I can make, including what I can speak and what I can say, like on social media, and what memes I'm allowed to even use. They thank the government for this, but they've realized something. If I obey this evil leftist government, I can get patted on the back for throwing conservatives who are innocent or shouldn't even be tried, my political enemies, into jail. We have enough. Our system is so corrupt. We can do that and get patted on the back, in New York especially. I bet you could do this in California. Has California woken up to this? I mean this so sincerely. This will sound like a joke, but this is not a joke. At some point, I'm serious and I don't, I don't mean to put it out there because it's going to happen. And I might be the cause of it by putting it out there because some of these people are not smart enough to think of this. And this is, you're going to think it's a joke at first, and I'm not joking. At some point, lawyers who are trying people, and they're not a very good lawyer, and they need to get a conviction. They're a prosecutor, right? They need to get a conviction. And the person could be completely innocent and they know they're not going to get a conviction. If you're in the state of New York and you're a lawyer, you're going to figure out, all I have to do is start slipping in to a jury that this person voted for Donald Trump. And no matter what this person's on trial for, I'm going to get a conviction. Folks, I am not joking. I guarantee you that would work. In New York, guaranteed. If the lawyers start pushing that this person was a Trump supporter and is a conservative, and if you really say Christian conservative Trump supporter, if you can pin that on a defendant in any case, no matter what it is, New York juries will convict that person automatically. They probably were going to find that they're innocent. You're losing the case, and the lawyers are going to figure this out at some point, that our justice system is so corrupt, but it's worse than that. The Democrats who live in New York are so corrupt, they will go after Donald Trump knowing that they've indicted him. That grand jury, they know it's a bunch of crap. They did it on purpose. They would convict him if they get the chance to. They just showed you they convicted a young man, and I'm sure they want him to go to jail for 10 years, and they won't lose a day of sleep. And as lawyers in New York look at this, they're going to realize what this really is all I have to do is make this as an all-out. If I have a defendant that has voted for Donald Trump and I can prove it, if I can slip that into my case, I'm going to automatically win. Now, some of you still think I'm joking or I'm exaggerating. I am not. That is where we are. I know where we are in America. I'm always ahead of the curve, too. I told you America was over with when they overthrew our elections. People are starting to wake up now because I said the communists are not going to come out of power. Once this happens in a country, an overthrown election that's this blatant, that the rest of the world can see, everyone outside of America is like, holy cow, those elections were overthrown. They overthrew Donald Trump's election. If we were sitting there watching a foreign country and that happened, we would know that that country is never going to return. Right? We would know that. The party, the political party that did the overthrow will never come out of power unless it's, sadly, a complete and utter collapse of the country or some sort of war, which we don't want because we couldn't afford a war and they want a civil war. We're not going to have a civil war, I don't think. I don't think that's even possible. The right would never do that. They would want that, but then our outside enemies would attack immediately if that were to happen, so we'd be toast. But the point is I've been telling you for a long time where people are starting to realize now that they saw Trump indicted, they're starting to realize, oh my gosh. But I want you to realize the Democrat Party is going to figure out what you and I have been saying is 100% true to where they're going to start taking advantage of it. It won't be just us saying, oh, the court systems, they already are. They're going after Trump's political enemies, but they're looking for actually, you know, can we convict these people? Oh, and they don't know how if they can get these people convicted. In California and New York, if you live in those two states and you're a conservative, if they ever come after you for anything, all they have to do is tell the jury you're a conservative who voted for Trump, you're done. You will never get a fair trial. It's guaranteed a conservative is never going to get a fair trial in New York or California ever again. And many other states as well. The only time they'll get a fair trial is maybe if it's a red state. And then it's iffy because there's still Democrats that might be on a jury that would never give a conservative a fair trial. And I'm talking about the average Democrat. They have learned now they can use the court systems to oppress conservatives and they have no moral standards. They learned this when they saw, oh, wait a minute, we can use civil court and go after someone like Alex Jones. Alex Jones gets convicted and in civil court to pay $1 billion for an opinion? I didn't agree with his opinion. I don't think he should have said what he said, but it's just an opinion. How can you convict someone on an opinion on something, even if they're completely wrong? Because there's no First Amendment. And now someone who does memes is convicted? This is, it's already occurred that the elites know that they can convict their political enemies in a court, and all they have to do is say, this is a conservative or a Trump supporter. January 6th has proven that. You're going to see it in everyday court in New York and California once the lawyers figure out that I'm right. No matter what the case is, it could be a shoplifting case for all it is. You throw in there it's a conservative, they will give max sentence. In fact, you could throw it in there, and then you could just make up something from that point on. Then they could just accuse the defendant of false crimes, and they would get a conviction. I'm not kidding. That's where we are. You have a communist party running America, and now its minions that vote for it are going to feel empowered and realize, holy cow, we have the justice system to destroy Christian conservatives or Trump supporters? The only reason why they never destroyed you before is because they never believed they could get away with it. Again, this is not a joke. I wish I could play you the clip because it's back from when I was doing a local show on the weekend in Detroit 10 years ago. And I told people the only thing that saves conservatives, whether you know it or not, the viciousness that is on the left that you don't know is there, that they would throw you in jail and spit on you and never think twice, even if you were innocent. I said this, was that they don't believe they could get away with it, and they might not be able to get away with it in our judicial system right now. But if there ever comes a time where they think they could get away with that, and they were, and more than that, because I knew someday this would come. I said, more than that, if there ever comes a time where they actually feel rewarded, like they get pats on the back from their other fellow citizens for doing that type of thing to a conservative, they would, the people living right now, I said this 10 years ago, would do it to you in a second. They're only not doing it to you because they don't think they can get away with it. Well, we're at the point where they're all going to start, the light bulbs all going to come off, pop on all at once. It is right now. We can do this to conservatives. And we get congratulated by the government and the media congratulates us and pats us on the back. It's open season on conservatives. It starts now. And the liberal lawyers are going to figure it out at some point. Any conservative I'm throwing in there that they're a conservative if I'm in a liberal state. I think the two most egregious states that you can do this, and this is where you will see it. You might not see it in other states. You will definitely see this in New York going forward. It won't even make the news. But most lawyers in New York, if they ever know that you're a conservative, they're going to throw it in their case because now they've got a guaranteed win. I told you they would convict Donald Trump if they said he murdered a unicorn that doesn't even exist. And they would convict him. Understand this. But look at the state we're in. Let me get you to some of the clips. First, War Room. Darren Beatty was on. Take a listen to what's happening to our country.
Okay, we have some breaking news. Let's get Darren Beatty in from Revolver. Darren, this is almost hard to fathom. The guy McKay was found guilty on this meme case?
Yes. No, we've been covering this case for a long time, and on this show, we have crossed the Rubicon and stepped into the gulag. This is not a joke. It's not a drill. A young man has just been convicted of a felony for posting memes mocking Hillary Clinton. I discussed this on your show, and I said, this is the Biden DOJ's attempt to codify the disinformation scam into criminal law. And that's exactly what you're seeing here. It's absolutely incredible. I'm shocked. I'm a very cynical person. I'm shocked, and it's just very scary.
Okay, I'm not shocked. I predicted this 10 years ago that it would come a day that I thought I would possibly see it in America. I didn't know that it would only be 10 years is a short time from when I wasn't thinking it was that close at the time I said it. Well, maybe I was. Yeah, I think I was. It was because the Obama administration was coming in. So I think that's what made me think about it, because Obama was going to fundamentally transform America. And I said, I know what that fundamental transformation is. And what I was saying, they never completed it during his administration. They've completed it right now. It's complete. The fundamental transformation of America by the liberals has been completed by these court rulings, and they've got allies. The average Democrat will now do it. The average Democrat will, with no moral standard, convict innocent people simply because they're a conservative. That's what this case proves. And you don't understand the floodgates that this opens. Yeah, a lot of these liberal lawyers are not smart enough to figure out that that's all they have to do is say that their client is a conservative. And it's got to be somewhat true to prove it, because the client will deny it. They could even lie. Folks, they can convict Democrats by lying and saying they're conservative now, if they want to. I'm not kidding. So if a lawyer figures this out, I can say this because I know there'll be some lawyers that figure this out on their own. 90% of liberal lawyers are not smart enough to figure this out. But once the few smart ones do, and they probably already have, that's why I'm saying, because I'm assuming they already have figured this out. It's open season. Open season in New York. If you live in New York and you're a conservative, you really actually do have to be extremely careful as a conservative. You are not in a free state. You are in a slave state. And you as a conservative are doing conservative things like posting whatever you want to say, speaking whatever you want to speak. You believe that LGBTQ is actually people who celebrate their own sin. You can't openly say that in New York. They really will come for you. If you live in New York, you're in deep trouble. You got to be careful. I don't mean to say, I'm saying I think conservatives in any other state, except for California, in all the other states, better start being strong and bold, and even more so on social media. But if you're a New York conservative, I would not recommend that you be stronger on social media. That's how bad of a situation I think you're in. And in California, I think you are the conservatives that are actually going to have to lay low. I don't think you realize what's coming. This opens the floodgates, because it clicks in the liberals. Once the liberals see this, it's just like COVID-19. Once the liberals saw that they could mask everyone in New York and they would all obey like slaves and even celebrate their enslavement, I knew New York was done in for. And now they know that they're such allies, they can falsely convict people. It doesn't end with Trump, you understand. It doesn't end with this guy with his memes from the 2016 election against Hillary Clinton. It doesn't end there. It begins there. That is the beginning, and you're now the target forevermore. Unless New York becomes a conservative state. Oh, well, that ain't happening. And many conservatives have already fled your state, so you're already even in less numbers. You know those fleeing numbers out of New York? Those aren't massive liberals. Some of them are liberals. A lot of them are conservatives. Conservatives are going to get less and less in New York, not greater in power. Less and less in power, you're in trouble. You're in trouble. Let me get to another cut. Stinchfield Tonight. Here's going to enrage you, because if you think the Republican Party has your back, they always backstab us. They don't even have our back on something as simple as watching where your money goes in Ukraine. They don't even have your back in that as the Republican Party. Watch.
Folks, you know, for a long time, I've had real questions about what we're doing in Ukraine, and even more questions about how much money we're spending there and where is it going. To me, I think it's getting wasted, and I think it's probably lining the pockets of Ukrainian oligarchs. And I wouldn't even be surprised if some Russian oligarchs are getting rich off this thing, too. I know people will call me a conspiracy theorist for that, but I really don't care. I have serious concerns about this money. So at the very least, you would think, let's appoint an inspector general to just make sure the money's being spent wisely, okay? Josh Hawley had an amendment to a recent bill that would do that. That amendment got voted down, seriously voted down. This is what Josh Hawley said about why he wanted this.
This body has spent, to date, $113 billion on the war in Ukraine and counting. And yet, we do not have any direct oversight of any of the money that is being spent. My amendment is very simple. Let's create one government watchdog, not two, not three, not 20, one government watchdog to oversee every cent that is spent on Ukraine, to report back to this Congress and to the American people as to how their hard-earned money is being spent.
What's the problem with that? It's a drop in the bucket, right? Well, do you believe you had all of these Republicans vote against this? Why? These global elitists, these rhinos, Republicans in name only. Here's the list. I'm going to read them because they deserve to have their names read aloud. Ready for this? Throw them up on the screen. We have John Bozeman of Arkansas, Shelley Moore Caputo, Bill Cassidy, Susan Collins, John Cornyn, Tom Cotton, Kevin Cramer, Mike Crapo, Joni Ernst, what a surprise. Chuck Grassley is a surprise. Cindy Hyde-Smith, John Kennedy, that's a surprise. James Lankford, not a surprise. Mark Wayne Mullen, a surprise. Lisa Murkowski, Pete Ricketts, James Risch, Mitt Romney, certainly not a surprise. Mike Rounds of South Dakota, Marco Rubio, kind of a surprise, John Thune, Tom Tillis, Roger Wicker, and Tom Young. Notice whose names aren't on there. Well, Josh Hawley's name certainly isn't on there. Neither is Ted Cruz. Few of the real good ones, their names aren't on there.
Yes, but folks, the point I showed you that for is this. The Republicans can't even have your back on something as simple as that. They're not going to have your back going forward. They're not going to help you. As New York becomes tyrannical and is already trying to imprison, and is going to, their political enemies. The young man with the memes, he's going to serve some sort of sentence, jail time. They're already doing it. He's just the first. And now it really will be open season in New York, and the lawyers will figure it out that that's all they have to do. New York is all you have to do to a New York Democrat is give them the opportunity to punish and harm a Trump supporter and imprison them, and they will do it. Because now they can do it and get praised for doing it. I hope you understand what's happening. This is just the beginning. They're trying to slowly kill America like a cancer. Globalism is a cancer, as you see in Washington, D.C., as the Republicans don't have your back because of the globalist cancer. The World Health Organization and the globalists are all cheering. They know it looks like Uncle Sam is terminal because Uncle Sam is terminal. I just don't know how long. And I think eventually they fail at slowly bleeding America. But they don't fail because we win they fail because I think God's judgment is going to be on them and a surprise attack. And the first state most likely to get hit will be New York by that surprise attack. So God's judgment will be coming, I'm telling you. I just don't know when. It could be years. I don't know. It could be tomorrow. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. Get right with God. That's the most important thing. I love you guys. See ya!
Hey guys, don't forget to subscribe and hit that like button.
Hey guys, if you like what you're hearing in my show, you need to check out one of the other great shows from thenewamerican.com, and that is Behind the Deep State with Alex Newman. Have you checked it out yet? If you haven't, you will love it. If you like me, for sure, you're going to love Alex Newman as he gets deep into Behind the Deep State and all the shadiness, of course, that we know is going on. Awesome interviews. I mean, just massive information. And you really can't find a better dive into the deep state than what Alex Newman does. So go check it out at thenewamerican.com.